Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
It's a freezing cold game in Chicago.
As of now, wind chill -1 in Chicago.
Hell yeah! Yeah!
Old bad guys taking care of business. How about that fair weather, huh? Woo! Get yourself.
Fannin hit hard at the 25-yard line.
I think what we're seeing right now is just an energy with the Bears that the Browns are not able to match. You could not only could you see that hit, you could hear that hit and probably feel that hit through your television.
It's football weather. This is Chicago.
He said, it's Chicago! Yeah!
From the 22 on first down, Williams on the roll, directing traffic to the end zone. He throws and it's DJ Moore! His second of the day! Chicago cashes in immediately from 22.
I would love to be in the film room on Monday when Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams go over this play.
Yeah, on that touchdown pass, it seemed like you did sort of a celebration. Mm-hmm.
It's a you know, freezing cold, and it's cold outside. Rub my arms, warm up a little bit.
It's cold, real cold. But your ass is gonna be plenty hot when I give you a good hard butt whipping. Tongue.
Shedeur Sanders, coach, will outplay Caleb Williams.
What a take.
31-3. Dominance from Chicago at home today.
What do you think about that?
With that being said now, that's 10, gentlemen. That's 10.
The Packers fall all the way back to 7th, and Chicago takes over the lead in the division.
Y'all thought we was gone, but we back and better and liver than ever, baby. They're only in America, baby.
Man. Church.
Awesome. The Bears.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We've got a full boat for you today. We're going until 6 o'clock. There's a lot for us to get done, including talking with Kurt Warner. That's at 3. James Palmer is going to catch us up on what was a really news-filled weekend in the NFL. Adam Hoge is going to join us at 5 o'clock. He'll let us know what he thought about what happened in yesterday's game. We got a lot of stuff going on, and the whole crew is here. Alex Kuhn, he's an up-and-comer in the business. You can hear that when he does the live reads. Chris Tannehill got some love from the Sklar brothers this weekend for his open that he played for them on Friday. And that man is Matt Spiegel.
Let's turn the page early, people.
Not yet. We won't turn it for another 15 minutes.
Oh, I'm so ready.
But we're going to turn it today. It's happening at 2:45.
I'm usually the guy fighting that off. Like, we got to focus. We got to stay within ourselves. But hell, man, they're ready. We're ready. Everybody's ready.
It's Packers week.
It really is.
It's Packers week. It's Packers panic week, as Doug Buffone would say.
But that's why this whole thing had the possibility of a trap. And there were some moments early on where I'm like, they're doing that thing again where they could have 21 points or 17 or 24, and they do not, and it's making me nervous.
With about 3 minutes left in the first half, it felt very trappy. But Cleveland's so terrible that it didn't manifest itself into being a trap game. Yeah. A better team might have put you into a trap.
It's a trap.
Or at least put you in jeopardy of getting a little tighter, that kind of thing.
Yep.
Because yesterday was a day they could have put up 45 on that team. Could have put up 50 on that team.
It was a day where you were going, hey, why is the quarterback still out there? That doesn't make a lot of sense.
Oh, by the end, our quarterback. You mean? Yeah, you were ready for the backup. You're ready for Case?
I was ready for Case Keenum to get some run with about 13 minutes left in the fourth quarter, because there's no reason to have Caleb take any unnecessary hits. They weren't coming back, and the defense made sure of that. They got guys that don't even want to catch the ball. Jerry Jeudy was like, oh, here you go, Jalen.
Yeah, I'm good.
This perfectly thrown ball that the Shadur gave me?
I got it. So I caught it. That means it's mine, right? Oh, he took it.
No, I'm not going to complete the play, but you are? Oh, okay, awesome.
Yeah, they're an absolute mess, that's for sure. But I thought that Caleb Williams had perhaps his best day as a pro. Like, wow. I really enjoyed him within the structure of Ben Johnson's offense. I know it's only 60%. It's just a tick up from what it had been. But there were also some drops. Luther Burden with a drop on a beautiful ball that was right there. There were several runner's balls thrown by Caleb Williams yesterday where you saw a lot more yards after the catch. So I thought he was accurate. I thought there were smart throwaways by him. There were still a couple minus plays. There's one time, I think the first play of the game, he could have scrambled and got some instead of throwing it incomplete. There was a time when you and I both saw Kmet wide open in the flat on a third down play, and he didn't get that there. So there were some moments, but there were so many positives. First and foremost, the one that'll get talked about and should, the incredible second touchdown to DJ Moore.
The oh my God throw.
The holy bleep oh my God throw. But I thought the first touchdown to DJ was a beautiful ball. Like, there were all kinds of great looking passes within structure. And then I really liked him post game, man. I really liked him. Like, he was critical of himself. He was asked about the runner's balls and accuracy, and he said, yeah, I got to look at it. I'm sure there were some I could have done better. But that question from our guy Jason Leisure, I think, was really about, you were better with the runner's balls. And he took it to the negative because he's okay thinking about it like that. Then there were times where he was, like, really confident.
Feeling himself.
I can make any throw. I'm good. What's next?
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, no, I'm good. You don't got to worry about that.
I can make any throw.
Yeah. Just the whole thing. I was like, damn, look at that, man. That looked like a dude in week 14 of an offense, knowing that he's on a good team and he's in a good place. I was very happy with Caleb yesterday.
Now, the thing is that we should put into the equation for looking at all the good things that we are going to say about the Bears, because there's no negative things to say about them. We need to put into the equation their opponent.
But the Browns' defense is real, though. Without Denzel Ward, it was less real.
I understand
that. I didn't see a lot of quit from that Browns' defense.
And I thought that Ben did an excellent job. Like, I charted how many runs away from Garrett, and they spent an afternoon running to the opposite side. Is a really interesting way to go after a pass rusher is to frustrate them with, you're always on the backside of a play. You're always going to have to be chasing down a play to the opposite side of the field. Now, he still got his in pass. Like, he still was able to get home, but they did a great job of nullifying some of the greatness of that guy. And even with that, you walk away going, oh my God, are we watching the greatest pass rusher who's ever lived?
Yeah, he's outrageous. He's absolutely outrageous. But they got two young linebackers who are pretty damn good. And there's some good coaching that's going on from the Bears' side on offense because they attacked Denzel Ward's replacement. Was it Miles Harden over there?
I'm not trying to take anything
you
away.
Are. You're yucking my yum.
I'm just saying
you're
that
a yum yucker.
The jump, we need to calibrate the jump. Because the opponent was really, really bad.
And
you go and you win the game, and I'm not mad at the Bears for winning it. I'm just saying that, like, the performances from yesterday don't supersede performances in other games against better opponents.
Don't you think, though, Bears offense versus that defense is a legitimate conversation, whereas that offense versus a Bears defense is much more illegitimate, to your point?
Yeah, I do. But, like, when you say that you feel like this is Caleb's best performance, I actually think back, and even though the numbers don't support it, I think back to the Eagles game. And I go, that, to me, was one of Caleb's best performances.
Sure, because he managed the game, and he had the Jalen Hurts-style game.
And then when you needed him to make a play in a critical moment, yeah. He did it.
Well, he did that yesterday, too. That's a 21st career game without an interception in 31 total games. And they had this stat yesterday. He's reached 1,000 career passing attempts. He's only thrown 12 interceptions in that span. That's the lowest in NFL history at that pass rate. So, look, there's been a bunch of steps forward for him along the way. I just thought yesterday he was on time and accurate on the runner's balls in a way that matters. And the connection with DJ, man, that's a big, big deal.
I hope that continues.
That willingness to make that throw. How many times have we seen him scramble to the right side and then make the, it's out of bounds or my guy catches it, that's the only thing I'm doing play?
Yeah, sometimes he'll make, like, for example, it'll be back pylon of the end zone where he's throwing it in a spot where the receiver has to lean and catch it, and only he's going to be able to catch it. I can't wait to hear what Ben says about that after. I mean, meaning today. Are they available? They're not available today, right?
Yeah.
3 o'clock?
3 o'clock, I think Ben's talking. Yeah, I want to hear Ben on Caleb very much today.
I want to hear him specifically on that play after they went through it in film. Because clearly that's a don't do that again. But when you have that in your arsenal, how do you tell them to not do that? Because sometimes you want them to take some chances.
Yeah, it definitely felt like a don't you dare. Oh, hell yeah. Great job. Great job. It felt like one of those. But seeing the replay over and over and then hearing the way that they were talking about it, Caleb actually had a pretty good read on whether those guys could get back into that back part of the end zone if he throws it that high. And the fact that he trusted DJ to get there, and DJ saw it and said, you know what? He's trusting me. I got to pay that off, to me, is a very big deal. That's a big data point in their connection that should have been a no-brainer of a connection. We can talk a little bit more about it later, but that's a big part of why I feel the way I do.
I just don't want to make too many grand pronouncements after they curb stomp these dudes that at a certain point we're like, hey, you know what?
Hey, man.
It's cold and I want to go home.
But you tell me, does it count as a grand pronouncement? I'm not saying he's got it and he's going to be great and we're done. I'm saying that was the most impressed I've been with him so far. That's it.
Okay. I am not saying that.
I understand.
For the record.
Well, luckily, there's two of us on the show.
For the record. I am not saying that.
I
will stand by the big money game on Black Friday, where even when his numbers don't look good, he still looked really good.
Mm-hmm.
I'll stand by that.
All right.
You can have your Browns. You can have your Cleveland. Oh, look what Caleb did against the Browns, y'all. Here we go.
Hey, the Browns defense with the net passing yards, I remember from when we did turn the page last week, as a passing defense, they were second in yards per game because you add in all the sacks.
Yeah.
And they're really good.
And they have a guy who has 22 of them.
Got a lot of
He's
sacks.
Got a lot of sacks. He's a problem.
In fact, they were first in net passing yards. They were number one in net passing yards were the Cleveland Browns. So, you know, put up a big pile of passing yards.
I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. And
Boku no hitariwa gojira desu. Migi wa kaiju o desu yo.
And that says?
On my left hand is Godzilla. On my right is King of the Monsters. That's what I think I am.
He's terrifying.
Yeah, he's really good.
And, like, nice. And he's also handsome. Like, he's got a lot of things going for him.
That's part of your issue, I think, is that he's so handsome and seemingly so nice and, like, normal for the most part.
He's very normal. He's one of the guys that does a good job of flipping the switch.
Yeah.
Where he goes from being the guy that's speaking to you pregame in Japanese to then all of a sudden terrifying your quarterback and chasing him around all afternoon.
Man, there were three great Caleb balls in a row on the third possession when they got the second touchdown. There were three great balls there. There was a Loveland ball that was great in the second quarter, another on a DJ Moore out pattern, all kinds of arrows up where he hits Burden on the run and Burden drops it. There were like three drops yesterday. I thought he was money yesterday.
He was.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't think it was his best game.
I understand.
Well, guess what?
What?
You can throw that away. You can throw all your notes, all your little Caleb notes from the Browns game.
All
my
Caleb
stuff?
Good thing I used it.
You can throw it away. You want to know why?
Why?
Because next, we're going to turn the page.
How dare you?
You know why? Because damn it, it's Packers week on the Spiegel at Home show next on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Great day to have a day.
I love that.
Let's keep this thing going. Here we go. Let's come out the win today. Here we go.
Afternoons on The Score.
Man, can we go on in the next game?
Go ahead and turn the page here to Green Bay.
There I go.
Ordinarily, we turn the page on Wednesday at 3 o'clock, but we're done with the Cleveland Browns game for the most part. And so are the Bears.
It's Monday, though. Lawrence?
Yeah. Monday on Packers week.
Yeah. See, look, here's the thing. The Bears took us here. They took us to turn the page land. You hear one of the dudes who got a game ball yesterday? Linebacker DeMarco Jackson. Remember all the way back to the Cleveland game last week? DeMarco Jackson had an interception.
He was great.
He had a sack. He was terrific.
Find. That's a nice find when you don't have any linebackers, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, DeMarco Jackson, guy whose name sounds like we generated it off of like Madden 26. Would you like to play linebacker? Sure.
And he does, and he plays it well. And he got a game ball yesterday. And during that, he went ahead and turned the page.
First one is this, all right? Going into the third quarter. Took us just a second to get going, all right? But I'm telling you, once this play happened, it really ignited the rest of the way, okay? D-jack that interception. D-jack!
Hey, man, that's part of how we came out here and executed. But I ain't going to lie to you, bro. I still got a bad taste in my mouth from last week, bro. Come on, bro. Hey, we got to get our get back versus these boys coming up next week, huh?
All right, D-Jack, you already hit it, man. You already hit it. Shorter week this week, okay?
I mean, that was Ben at the end of the whole thing. He's like, yeah, you guys know what's what. But Ben was happy with their progress, and that's why they beat the hell out of the Browns all the way back last week.
When the Bears beat up on the Browns and Shador.
The Packers, as an offense, are 10th in points. They are 13th in yards per game, 12th in passing, 18th in rushing. The defense for the Packers, 8th in points per game, 6th in net yards. Ooh, they're having a very good year rushing the passer, but there's a one little problem.
Yeah, there's a major problem.
Dude, Micah Parsons' knee just popped. Non-contact, and yet it popped like it got hit with a hammer from the side.
And you saw him, and he knew immediately, and then everyone is just sitting there going, ooh. And then the Packers still had a chance to tie that game up, and they're trying to rally yesterday and win the game. It's not great, but they're still a really sound defense, even without Micah or Michael.
Yes, they've still got Rashawn Gary. And offensively, Christian Watson got hurt yesterday, but he was able to make the flight home with the team. And apparently today, there are no issues. Is that right, Alex?
Well, they said that he avoided major injury. We're going to see about his availability this week. We'll see if Matt LaFleur or someone with the Packers gives us more details on that. And maybe James Palmer will have something on that when he joins us at 4.
There you go, James Palmer. Of four who was at that game. Folks, the Packers and the Bears are ready for each other and excited for each other, and you are excited, and so's Caleb Williams. I told you I liked Caleb in postgame. Listen to Caleb in postgame yesterday when talking about the Packers game.
Caleb, you get to face Green Bay twice now in 3 weeks. They'll be here in 5-6 days, whatever it is. How much are you looking forward to that second matchup with the Packers?
Yeah, I'm excited. Ended up obviously throwing the pick, as everybody knows, in those last moments, and kind of let that off the hook, throwing such a bad ball to Cole. And so, I'm definitely excited. I'm excited for the moment. They're coming here, and it's another game for us. But I'm excited.
Caleb, you guys have Packers, 49ers, Lions with your playoff hopes on the line.
Yep.
How much do you like that?
Love it.
Competition perspective, and also how ready do you feel like this team is for something like that?
Yeah, I think we're ready. I think we've played teams that have a bunch of wins. We play teams that don't. We've played close games. We played games where we've beaten teams by a lot. We've played teams where we had to win with special teams, offense, defense, whatever, running ball, whatever case. And so I feel that we're ready for just about anything, hot weather, cold weather, whatever the case may be. We're gonna go out there and go out there and fight. I do know that, and I like our chances, us versus anybody.
Damn! Let's effing go! Bears by a million on Saturday.
Okay.
Million.
A million?
They're gonna win by a million.
Is that possible?
I don't know. I mean, probably not. The spread is the Packers -3 at Soldier Field.
Already down to 1.5. Maybe some bait for the Bears fans to bet on.
Clearly,
Bears,
clearly,
come on, guys.
Yeah, and I'd be adding to that.
I already did.
By giving, I'm willing to give 1 million points. Bears by a mildo.
Can I just put it out there for public record? Relax, all right? I can see Ben in the post game, by the way. I know we only won by 999,000 today, but this game ball goes to DeAndre Swift.
Not to Caleb.
You're right.
He doesn't give him to Caleb.
No, he doesn't until Sunday or Saturday night, I should say. So we were joking, since the Bears won yesterday, victory chicken for us, and also we should send some victory chicken up there to Rami and John Coon, but after the way that game unfolded, we decided that we didn't want to get the wrong idea.
We were thinking about doing victory Lou Malnati's. That was kind of going to be our thing.
Yeah.
But after the Micah.
Yeah, we want to see if Rami would eat the victory chicken. Pick a side, Rami.
That's right. Triple agent. I got an update on that. Rami sent me the pizza request from John Coon because I got to send him a pizza.
What's he like on his pie?
He asked for a Supreme. Okay. The problem is there is no Supreme at Lou Malnati's.
Does he think it's Pizza Hut?
I don't know what the hell. Yeah, I think so.
That's all they got up there.
I mean, it's embarrassing for Coon that you're like, yeah, give me some Lou Malnati's. I love that stuff. I'll take a Supreme. And I go to the drop-down menu on the Lou Malnati site. There's no Supreme. So I'm just going to send him whatever the hell I want. I just make my own call at that point, right? And he didn't give me his phone number. I got an address, but I'm not allowed to have John Kuhn's phone number. He doesn't trust me with a phone number. So whatever. Kuhn, I'll send you your pizza, but you'll get it my way, and you'll like it, sir.
We had all sorts of Victory Chicken over here, though.
Yeah, dude, you showed up strong. You got Popeye's spicy.
Yeah, well, yeah. I like when everyone can eat, so. Man. I wanted to, but Midday's already had it covered. They had Raisin Cane's. So we just got Raisin Cane's and Popeye's just mm-hmm. out here on the bar.
Yep.
So I've been telling everyone, come and get some food.
You think after all this winning, we'd have the Victory Chicken communication handle a little bit better. Yeah.
Yeah, we're kind of the Kevin Stefanski and Shador Sanders of Victory Chicken communication. I got to be honest. Like, there might have been a wristband with an assigned schedule, but the card just fell out of it, and Mitch doesn't. We just threw it. But who got the Raisin Cane's?
Or was it the card from last week?
I think Mitch did.
Oh, so props to Mitch then.
Yeah.
For coming up strong.
But the thing is that, look, there's not just us here. There's B96. There's Jams. There's WBBM News Radio 780 105.9 FM. We can feed the whole village.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
So
there's chicken and there's biscuits. And I got Ray, like red beans and rice, because he doesn't eat chicken.
Red beans and rice.
So, you know, like... there's enough for everyone. Manja.
It's good. And here we are. The page has been turned.
You damn right it has.
Do it again on Wednesday if you want, but we're already there.
Wednesday, I think we might expand a segment. You know how we do the North? I think it's time to expand that to the NFC.
Oh, that's wise. That is thoughtful.
I think that's what we're going to do. But right now, we're going to take a break, and we're going to talk with Kurt Warner. We're going to ask him what he thought about yesterday, what he thinks about the situation with Stefanski and Shador, and what he thinks about the Bears' chances to win this division. We turn the page. Bears-Packers week on Spiegel and Holmes on The Score. There I go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.